It's easy to get the impression that you are always working hard. What do you do to relax and unwind?
Yeah, I think unwind is a right way to say it, because souls and minds can screw up really tight, wrong word, screw down really tight. And you can run on adrenaline for a long time and be at such a fever pitch that it becomes destructive, give you heart disease and so on. So it's a good question, and I think everybody needs to. I think that's what the Sabbath principle is in the Bible. God forbade that this agrarian people who thought their livelihood depended on working 7 days a week couldn't. What a thrilling thing to be told not to work, right? You cannot work. You have to relax today. So I think the principle is there in the Sabbath principle. So for me personally, I do try to take Mondays off. It used to be Thursdays for years and years. Now it's Mondays. And by off, I mean I don't set the alarm. So that's an unwinding, to be able to sleep out and not have that alarm go off and say, get up and do, but it, just let it go. Sleep as much as you need. That's one thing that day off or means. A second is I run. I find jogging 3 days a week is really important psychologically, physically, and probably more ways than I know. So last Monday, 2 days ago, it was absolutely gorgeous, about 43 degrees, and I put on sweats and a long sleeve shirt and took my dog and just hit the road, and it was gorgeous. The leaves are turning, and I felt so good when I came back after 30 minutes. I ran around the block again. The effect that has on me is very unwinding. Number three, I then, after my shower, take my Bible, and instead of going to my corner that I refer to wherever, I go to the couch, and I get a cup of tea or whatever, and I just have my Bible and say, there are no deadlines here. I've got until noon when Noel and I are going to go out. I got until noon, and I can read my Bible all morning. And I'll put around me some other books, and I got my little tablet. I love to make notes, and that's almost the same as what I usually do, but it feels very different to me. I'm on the couch, I've got no deadlines, and I'm just saying, talk to me, God. And then at noon, Noel and I go out. This feels really good to me. I love going out with my wife on my day off, and last Monday we went to Old Country Buffet, and let me tell you what you can get at Old Country Buffet. So there's really interesting people at Old Country Buffet. They're mostly old, and a lot of, you know, people that wouldn't go to more expensive restaurants. But you can do salad for $3.99 from 1 to 3, and it includes the taco bar. $3.99. This is incredible. And I'm 63, so I can get a break on the, I get $5.99. I can eat anything I want there. So Noelle likes it because she likes the salad. And so anyway, that's unwinding. It feels, there's no big, and then in the afternoon, it's work around the house. So that's the gist of it. Running, sleeping longer. We will play Scrabble sometimes, just go out and do stuff. So if I kept talking, more would come to my mind, but it's important. We need to find ways so that the pressures, I do live under a lot of pressure, a lot of it self-imposed, and a lot of it imposed by the reality that I lead a larger church. And so I don't begrudge that. I think deadlines and pressure are the most productive things in the world. If you try to run away from stress, run away from pressure, run away from deadlines, you'll probably be a relaxed do-nothing.